Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's Perseverance rover captures a Martian dust devil consuming another. Second, an Israeli astrophysicist cracks the secrets of black holes with an elite NASA fellowship. Third, the launch of the first Amazon Project Kuiper Internet satellites is scrubbed. And finally, we have an update from space to ground titled Changing Space. In our mission updates segment, let's dive into the fascinating world of Martian weather captured by NASA's Perseverance rover. While exploring the Witch Hazel Hill area of the Jezero crater, Perseverance's cameras managed to capture an incredible phenomenon, a dust devil about 65 meters wide colliding with a smaller, 5-meter-wide dust devil. This event unfolded as part of an imaging experiment aimed at understanding the Martian atmosphere better. Dust devils, or as they're colloquially known in Australia, Willy Willies, form when air near the Martian surface heats up and rises, creating rotating columns of air that pick up speed and dust. Mark Lemon, a scientist at the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado, explained that these convective vortices can either merge or obliterate one another when they meet. In this case, the larger dust devil consumed the smaller one, showcasing the dynamic and sometimes fierce nature of Martian weather. Katie Stack Morgan, project scientist for Perseverance at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, highlighted the significance of studying these dust devils. They play a crucial role in understanding atmospheric conditions on Mars, such as wind directions and speeds, and contribute to about half the dust in the Martian atmosphere. This particular observation is groundbreaking, as it's the first time a dust devil on Mars has been recorded consuming another. Although dust devils on Mars might look imposing, due to the planet's thin atmosphere, they would merely feel like a dusty gust of wind. The insights gathered from these phenomena help scientists learn more about surface atmosphere interactions and how dust lifting affects Mars's climate over time. Dr. Itay Lineal, a theoretical astrophysicist, has been awarded a prestigious fellowship through the Edwin Hubble Astrophysics Fellowship Program by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. This makes him one of 24 young researchers selected this year. Currently based in New York for postdoctoral work at Columbia University and the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, Dr. Lineal focuses on high-energy astrophysical phenomena, such as the violent disintegration of stars by black holes. As part of the program, Dr. Lineal was named one of 9 Einstein Fellows, scientists dedicated to exploring fundamental questions about the universe. Over the next 3 years, he will conduct fully funded research at New York University. Doctor? Lineal began his academic journey at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, where his doctoral research under Professor Rayem Sari focused on early radiation from supernovae. Dr. Lineal's current research delves into a rare phenomenon known as quasi-periodic eruptions, which are brief, bright X-ray flares that last about an hour and repeat every few hours. He suggests that these eruptions occur when a second star passes through the accretion disk of a black hole, colliding with its material and triggering bursts of X-rays. Observations of such flares during a recent stellar disruption appear to confirm this model. Looking forward, Doctor, Lineal hopes his predictions will soon be tested using data from the Israeli Space Telescope Ultrasat, currently in development at the Weizmann Institute. His work has already garnered significant recognition, earning him the Rothschild Fellowship in praise from Yad Hanadiv. Reflecting on his achievements, Doctor, Lineal expressed, "It's a tremendous honor to receive this fellowship." Only 24 researchers were selected from about 700 applicants. For me, it's a chance to lead my own research, collaborate with top scientists, and focus full-time on a rapidly advancing field of study. I hope to be at the forefront of its discoveries in the coming years. In today's segment on major launches and mission milestones, we take a closer look at Amazon's Project Kuiper, which recently faced a setback. The highly anticipated launch of the first set of internet satellites for Amazon's ambitious Project Kuiper was scrubbed this week. This marks a significant moment for the company as it aims to build a constellation of satellites to provide high-speed internet across the globe. The launch was originally scheduled to take place from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. However, it was called off due to concerns over technical issues that arose during the final pre-launch checks. While the exact nature of these issues has not been disclosed, the decision to postpone was made to ensure the success and safety of the mission. Amazon's Project Kuiper is seen as a major competitor to SpaceX's Starlink, with both companies striving to bring internet connectivity to underserved and remote areas worldwide. The project involves deploying a network of over 3,000 satellites into low Earth orbit, a significant undertaking that highlights the growing importance of satellite internet services. Despite the delay, Amazon remains optimistic about the future of Project Kuiper. The company has invested heavily in developing the technology and infrastructure needed to support this ambitious initiative. Once operational, the satellite network promises to deliver reliable and fast internet service, addressing connectivity gaps in numerous regions. The postponement of the launch highlights the complexities involved in satellite deployment and the meticulous planning required to ensure mission success. As Amazon works to resolve the technical issues, the space community eagerly awaits the rescheduling of this pivotal launch. In our final segment today, we turn our attention to a recent update from the Space to Ground series titled Changing Space. This series provides weekly insights into the latest happenings aboard the International Space Station, ISS, and other related space activities. This week, the episode focuses on the transformative changes taking place on the ISS, as new technology and innovative research continue to shape its operations. The episode highlights how ongoing advancements are enhancing the station's capabilities and supporting a broader range of scientific experiments. One of the key topics discussed is the integration of cutting-edge hardware that allows for more efficient energy use on the ISS. These improvements are pivotal in extending the lifespan of the station and enabling more complex research projects that require substantial power resources. Additionally, the episode explores the collaborative efforts between international partners that are driving these changes. Such partnerships are crucial for sharing knowledge, resources, and technology, ultimately leading to more significant achievements in space exploration. The episode also delves into the implications of these technological advancements for future missions beyond the ISS. As we push the boundaries of space exploration, the lessons learned and technologies developed on the station will play a critical role in ensuring the success of deep space missions. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.